We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of the Amud, the new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, HaZeirik, someone throws an object, Rosh Hashirabim, V'niskar ma'acha shiyotza miyodai, and it was B'shoigig. B'shoigig, someone throws something on Shabbos, and he throws a dalet amis, Rosh Hashirabim, Mishchaya v'chatos. Here, he threw it B'shoigig, and he remembered that it was Shabbos, right after left his hand, ma'acha shiyotza miyodai. Right after left his hand, he remembered it's Shabbos. And what happened? Kolta achar, someone else went ahead and caught it, and that guy moved out of his place to go catch it. So it's really shnayim sha'asu, or kolta kelev, a dog caught it, which is not a makim dalad adalad. A dog's mouth not called makim dalad adalad. It's nisifo, it got burnt, also not a makim dalad adalad. It's pater. So it's mashma from the first half of the Mishnah that even though you remembered after you threw it, it would not be pater unless a different reason, someone caught it, or Kelev, or Nisifa. But if it would have landed, you would have been chayiv. Next case in the Mishnah, Zorak Lasis Chabura. Someone threw a rock at someone, to make a Chabura. Bein ba'odom, bein behema. V'nizka ashenas Chabura. And he remembered, before it actually hit the person who hit the behema, then you're potter, because it has to be the whole time, v'shoigig. Zaklal kol chayev echatos ein chayov matzteh tchilosam v'sefin shkogu. Only chayev echatos, the beginning and the end is a shogig, is a mistake. Tchilosam shkogu v'sefin zodin. If the beginning was a shogig, then you remember before it finished. Or tchilosam zodin start off as meiz v'sefin shkogu. Peturim yipotef from echatos. Achi tchilosam v'sefin shkogu. Only chayev echatos if it was beginning and the end of shogig. Beginning and end of shogig is only chayev echatos. So the Mishnah is shver. We'll see the right way tomorrow. We'll talk about this. The Reish of the Mishnah says that if you threw it and then you realize it was Shabbos, so it's mashma, you would have been chayiv if not for kol ta'achar or kol ta'kelev or nisifa. And that will be the first Gemara's discussion. But there's three things in the Mishnah. First of all, it says you throw something you remember and someone else catch it or kelev in this first one case. The next case is someone threw something make chabura and you remember it before it became a chabura, so halacha is your potter. And then Zach Klaus says that's the general rule that you have to be shogeg from beginning to end. Zok to Gemara. Gemara has a kasha on the ratio. Smashma on the ratio. Hanocha. If I threw it and then I remembered it was Shabbos and it landed, chayiv, yechayiv. The only reason why it's potter is because someone else caught it, so it's time shasu, or a kelev caught it where it's not a makam dal dal. But if it would have landed, be chayiv. Break the Gemara, v'loy niskar. L'chayra, here he remembered. He remembered that that it was Shabbos. But tanan, kol chayiv echatas, ein chayav, machay techlasum sefen shkogo. It says all chayiv echatas are not chayiv until it's beginning and the end of shogeg. Rav Kahana, seifa, the seifa that says is zeh klal, osan lechto umisna. It's going on a case where you could bring it back. And what's the case? The case is, it was like this clamp or hook they put. We'll explain what a lechta is. Lechta is something, it's made out of wood, and it clamps to the back of the behema, and you can hang like bags on it over the side of the behema. And a misna is a string. So we're talking about here, you threw this thing with a string held onto it, and you threw this lechta. And since I could bring it back, so therefore I threw it b'shogeg, and before it landed, you realize it was Shabbos, so here, you'll be potter. Why? Because when I remembered that I was Shabbos, I still could have brought it back. And I didn't bring it back, so that's called amazed, and you can't be chayv chatas. But if you throw something and your maisa is finished, the Gemara holds right now, if you throw something and your maisa is finished, right, you can't bring it back, so then, even though you remember later on, you still could be called a full-fledged shogeg, and you'll be chayv chatas. Because the maisa, your maisa is finished when you throw it. So that's the Gemara saying. The Gemara saying right now that the Reisha is talking about where you threw something, you can't bring it back. There's no din of remembering that Shabbos. It makes no difference. It still would be a shogeg without kolta kelev or kolta acha. And the last case, Zeh Klal, is teaching us a case where you threw a lechta misna where it's holding in your hand. Break the Gemara. If that's the case, then yachai ha'itzah or havara at all. Lechta misna oigde biyadihu. That's you held in your hand. Halacha is you can't be chai for ha'itzah or havara if you're still holding it at one end. Here you're holding to the string, so it's not chayiv at all for itzah. So Gemara says you're right. So the zeh klal is coming for something else. It's coming for a case of a chabura, and you're still holding one end. So by chabura, you're still holding one hand. There's no din oig v'yada v'chabura. There's an isser. One of the in lamed test malachas is making chabura. the kubi goes under the shechita, whatever it is, there is a isra of chabura, of lamitas malachas. Here we're talking about making a chabura, so that could be still held at one end, and you threw it, and you can still bring it back. And I remembered, after I threw it, that it was Shabbos. So that would be a case, as Zeh Klal was saying, that you're not chayiv achatas. So Gemara, going to Shusgam Las Chabura, that was the case. That's the case of Zeh Klal. But of course, we're coming right now that by Shabbos, by Havara and Haitzah, Taka wouldn't be possible in this case, because once I throw it, then it's over. Break the Gemara, you tell me Zeh Klal teaching us the case of Chabura, Hanami Tanina. It's in the first of Mishnah right before that. Hazerik Lasis Chabura, Beim Adam, Beim Behema, Vinizka, actually Nas Chabura Potter. It's the first case of the Mishnah that they trying to make Chabura, and you remember that Shabbos, it's a potter. You don't have to tell me another case of Zeh Klal. So back Shver, what's going on here? The Reisha on one hand is mashma that b'haitzah you would be chayiv even if I remember, but it must be because I can't bring it back. And the Sefer says no, I have to show you beginning to end. Elam Rava b'mavir. You know what the Sefer is talking about? And then you throw it. If you throw it, you're right. After I throw it, it's too late. So I can't be saying, oh, I remember now. It's too late. I did the ma'aser already. But show you chayiv achatas. Mashaking the Sefer. So when you're walking with it, being mavri dal amas by walking a chayfetz for amas and shirabim. There, I started off b'shagig, and now I remember it was Shabbos, and I didn't stop. That's called amazed, and that would be the case of Zeh Klal. That's what Rabbi says to my mavri. Break the Gemara, va Zeh Klal de k'toni, azrika k'toni. It's mashma, Zeh Klal is going back on the two cases of the Mishnah of Zrika. It sounds like it's going on a case of Zrika, not a mavri. It says first case Azarik, second case Azarik. It sounds like it's talking about Anzrika. So it can't be Pshat either. Elam Rava. Elam Rava, Tartik Tani. The Mishnah, the Reisha, is saying two things. We are reading it wrong. You know how you read the Reisha? It's two things. Number one is Azarik, Venizkar Ma'achash Yotsum Yodai. That's one case. You threw something, and then before it landed, you remembered it was Shabbos. That's one case of Ptur. Inami loyniz kavu called acher, and someone else caught it. I called the kelav, or kelav caught it, which makes it not a makom daladal. It's nisufa potter. Comes out the first two lines of Mishnah, four different cases of Ptur. One case is you threw something, you remembered it was Shabbos. Another case is that even though you didn't remember, but called the acher or called the kelav, or nisufa, that's the ratio of Mishnah is going. And then you have the case of Chabura, and then the Zeh Klal is telling you the case of Mavir. That's how Rashi learns. So the Reisha is teaching us two halachas of Zeirik and two, really four halachas, but it's two different type of halachas. One's a Zeirik, and the other three cases are cases where Chsarin and the Hanacha. That's one Taretz. Rabashi Yom another Taretz. Chsuri Mechsura. We're going to put an extra words in the Mishnah. Taretz says not a regular Chsuri Mechsura over here. We're just explaining how to read the Mishnah. Vach Tani. Hazoirik v'nizkama achas yasim yodoi. You threw something and you remembered after left your hand. And called the achas, someone else caught it. They called the kelev or kelev caught it. They just or got burned. Potter. Hanacha. It would have been chayiv. You tell me he, why is he chayiv? It wasn't a shaykh then. Medvar mu mishchaz v'shachach. You know why? Because the case was, he remembered and he forgot again. So the akira and the hanacha were a shaykh, were a mistake. That's enough. But there was tchila and soif. But if he didn't forget again and it was the whole end was amazing, then you're potter. Because all chayv chatas have to be from beginning to end, a shoygig. In the middle makes a difference, but it has to be beginning and the end, a shoygig, and that will make you chayv. So it comes out, he's just saying that the Reisha Mishnah is one case that you were Zoyrik and you remembered and someone else caught it. But the reason why there, it's only Potter because called to Acha or called to Kelev is because if not that someone else caught it, you would have been Chayiv. You remembered because the case was you forgot to get it at the end. You forgot again before it landed. And that's what that would be called. Chiloson v'soifon b'shoigig. On Kapanam, what comes out from our Gemara, the mice is that even by throwing something and it's not beyadi to bring it back, there is halacha of that if the seif is mazed, you'll be part of a machatas. There has to be beginning at the end, the shoygeg, even when I can't bring it back. That means the hanacha is part of my maisa, even though I'm not in control anymore. And if you're mazed at that time, you will be part of a machatas. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Zeh klal kol chayav achatas. Itma. We have a shaila machlokes here, Rabba and Rava. Itma. Shtei amos b'shoigig. Someone has two amos. We'll see if it's talking about Zorik or Mavir momentarily. there were two Amas that went b'shoyig. Then another two Amas in Mishra Rav Amazin. Now, four Amas is enough to be chayiv havara in Mishra Rav already. So the first two Amas were shoyig, the next two Amas were Amazin, and then Yashtay Amas b'shoyig. So on one hand, you could say, look, I had four Amas b'havara in Mishra Rav b'shoyig. On the other hand, I had Amazin in between. Rav Amar Potter and Rav Amar Chayiv. The Gemara explains, Rav Amar Potter, I feel Ragamil Dama Yedil Chatzi Shir. Even Rav Gamliel holds that any yedid chas shir. Gamliel holds, there's a mishnah later on, next parak, that someone writes two oisiyos on Shabbos, he's chayiv. So let's say, but one oisiyos is not chayiv. You have to write two oisiyos be chayiv achatos on Shabbos for ksiva. And the case was he wrote one ois, and then he remembered it was Shabbos, and he didn't do anything. Then he forgot again that it was Shabbos, and he wrote the second ois. Is that yedia a hefsik between the two things to make it tziyuv? So Rav Gamliel holds not a hefsik. Ein yedia l'chatzi shir. Since you never did a full malach yet, that's not called the yedia. So maybe here also it's a chatzi shir, two amos, then you remember mezid, and then two amos. So maybe here also it should be ein yedia l'chatzi shir and it should be chayiv. So no. So he says pati efer Rav Gamliel. Why? Hasam hudchi goma shura v'shoyik goma. There ein yedia l'chatzi shir and you chayiv. Why? Because when you finished your shir ksiva, it was full fledged shoyik. Have a hacha. When you're finishing the Shira Havara, which is next to Amos, you were Mazid. V'hachad Mazid, here you finish the next to Amos, was B'mazid. So there, that is called a Hefsik. It is called a Hefsik because you finished the Shira Malacha B'mazid. Because the second to Amos that completed a situation of Havara, enough room of space of Havara, and you were Mazid. Therefore, that would be called a hefsik between the two Amos Shoigi, first two Amos Shoigi, and second two Amos Shoigi. So Mar said, what are we talking about? Even Zayrik, if he threw it, then it's a Shoigiku. If he throws something and he has no control of it, and he threw it B'Shoigi and it landed B'Shoigi, then it can't tell me that the middle Mazid is called a Yediya. It's not worth anything. He couldn't stop it anyway. That Yediya is nothing. So it can't be Rezorik. Ela b'mavir. It's while you're walking and you remembered the second two Amos you remembered, even though you didn't stop, so it wasn't really a Hanoch yet, but Lamaise, at that point you remembered, you could have stopped. That makes it into the idea, even if you're having a meal, because it's when you're completing the Shir, and then you will be Potter. So Mavir. The case that Rabbah says Potter, so like Mavir, where you're walking with it and then you remember the middle. And that's enough of a idea since it's being mashlum the shir of Havara. Rava Amachayev, Vafil Rabbanon, the Amr Yeshadiyah Lechatashir. Rava says, no, I'll hand Yechayev in that case. And even if Rabbanon says Yeshadiyah Lechatashir, and here you have your idea, Rabbanon holds by two letters, if you remember between your potter, so here, show you your potter. No, Hosam with Vyoda. Thereby writing, it's Vyoda to stop writing. So therefore, it's called the Yediyah. Now he found out about it, he's going to stop writing at that point. So in his mind, he stopped writing. He's going to stop writing. So that's enough of a Yediyah to make a hefsek between two things, a separation between two vices. Avahalcha, the in biyadoi. Here it's not biyadoi loy. Here it's not biyadoi to stop it. Therefore, it's not called the Yediyah. But my even my viarei biyadoi. If it's walking with it, it's biyadoi. Elva zayrik. Tomorrow you threw something, and if it's not biyadoi, it's not called the Yediyah in between. And Rashi explains that Rabbah and Rava do not argue. They're talking two different things. So it comes out that there's no machlokes here, but if you have two amos b'shoigig, two amos amazing, two amos shoigig, it's if you're walking it, then the kuli amah yapata. If you're throwing it, then the kuli amah yachayiv. And the reason is, if you're walking it, it's like a stop in the middle, it's called the adia, and that makes a hefsek between two mices. But if you threw it, so since the tchilo shoigig and shoif shoigig is chayiv, similar to before, we said that chazav shochach yachayiv, they were talking about zayrik. So that's like mamish, like Rava's case, b'yachayiv, because since the beginning and the end was b'shoigig. Omer Rava, zorak v'nocha b'fi kelev v'kifshon, the loch is, you are chayiv. If you throw something and it lands in a dog's mouth, or lands in a oven, yachayiv. That's what I said, it's called hanocha. Break the Gemara, the obvious question. It's a new Gemara here. Rabbi says it's a new, brand new Gemara. Someone threw something in the Shirabim, and it landed in a dog's mouth, or landed in the oven. Yichai. Vanan tnan, kolta echad, a kolta kelav a shenisva pata. We learn the first mishnah that if a kelav catches it in the mouth or it gets burnt upon arrival, it's pata. Why? Because we say like in the Mishnah, you don't have a makam dala dala. So why here is Rabbi saying Yechayiv? Now the Gemara has some deloy mechaven. Hachot kam mechaven. There, the Mishnah told me a case where I threw something and I was planning it land somewhere. The kelev came and caught it in his mouth. Since I was a machshev, the dog's mouth as a mokum dalad al dalad. Therefore it's not more called mokum dalad. Therefore it's not a hanacha. And you have to speak out. The case was, it wasn't makbid where it lands, because then anyway it wouldn't be a chayev, because I didn't want it to land there. It wasn't makbid, but he wasn't mechavim for the kelev. You have to mechavim for the kelev. You have to have intention for the kelev to make it the chosh of a makim. It's called hanacha. And same thing with nisifah also. If I have intention to throw it there, even though it gets burnt upon arrival, that is my intention that you land there. That gives it a chashivas, and it's called a hanacha. Hasan lemechavim, hachad gam mechavim. Here mechavim, you're intentionally putting it there. That gives it a chashivas. I'll bring a raya from a Mishnah increases to Yoyi's side. It says the Mishnah increases that someone can make one achila and have a chayiv five kavanas, four chatois and one asham. Yes, oichal achila achas v'chayiv love dal chatois v'asham echad. He can make a one achila chayiv four chatois and one asham. What's the case? He's a tamei. She'achal chaylev, he ate chaylev, v'hu noisim mekdashim, and it's from a carbon and it's noisar. B'yom kippurim, it's Yom Kippur. So you chayiv four chatois, one for tamei that ate something, ate kodesh with tumas aguf. He's chayiv number two is for chaylev, number three is for noisar, and number four because achila on Yom Kippur. Those are the four chatois, and the asham is asham me'ilois because it's me'ilah to eat something of a carbon that's not royal of kain or zardit, the yemurim. He ate the yemurim, which is the chaylev. It's made for the mizbeach, so it's me'ila also. That's what bring the asham. So that's what the Tanakhama says. Ramei says, no, I have another one. I have a fifth chatas. Ramei, af ma'isa Shabbos, if the Yom Kippur landed up on Shabbos, and you brought it out while you're eating it, you brought it out in your mouth, so you chayiv. Because of haitzah. Like Rashi speaks out, that's Yom Kippur, you wouldn't be chayiv. This man, the Yom Kippur, there's no haitzah for Yom Kippur. So he's chayiv for Shabbos for haitzah. On Reloys, Rabbanan said back to Rameyer, ain't him in Hashem. That's not the same type of ma'isa. The other things are all ma'isa achila. This is a ma'isa haitzah. It's not the same thing, so it doesn't count. But that ad kana Mishnah. But the question is, why would it be chayiv anyway? Stam here, b'mayha in derech haitzah v'kach. It's not normal to carry something out in your mouth. It's not derech haitzah. El kimen l'kom mechav v'machshav toy. So it must be, since I'm a chavin, I want to eat it now, and this is what I want to do, mashle mokum, it makes it into derech to carry. Hachanami, kim to chavin, machshavte mashle mokum. Since I want this to happen, it becomes a mokum dal adal. It's a chiddush what the chushdal the Gemara is. Gemara is saying, just like Lagavi derech haitzah, if I have machshavah do it, it gives it a chashivas, and it's called derech haitzah. The same thing over here, which needs a mokum dal adal, my machshavah will turn it into a mokum dalad al dalad. And we have a raya to this isoy that's called makom adal adal. And by the way, when siyah befiv, what's the hanacha? The hanacha is the swallowing it, because that's like we have before in the Gemara and Dav Pei that when you write something, that's the hanacha. Here also, when you eat something, goes into you, that is the hanacha.